Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
By the way, I just told Zakari, and he's game to do it. We're going to go back out and officially ask questions at Walmart and show all this. It's a robot sitting there assessing you at Walmart. I mean, that's directly out of a science fiction movie. To give you your cruddy eugenics care and to capture all the poor Walmart people and their IDs to then grab their bank accounts later when they unsuccessfully sign up. I mean, would you like a suicide pill? Let's go ahead and talk to, we're going to go to Jack in California, listening on 1340 a minute, but first, Chris in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I'm going to cut to the chase. I'm kind of concerned about this Chinese situation. Let me tell you, China has built up their modern military with the help of the assistance of the U.S. in a short time that defies all logic. You know, we've given them all the technology to MIRV missiles into the playgrounds of our children. We've given them fighter technology, targeting technology. They've laundered it through given it to different countries, and then they send it to China. In the same time span, we've whittled down our military to a shell of itself. They talk about replacing like the F-15, the F-16 fighters with expensive fighters like the F-22 and the F-35 they haven't even filled the ranks with them. So we basically have, what people don't understand this, is our military is nothing what they think it is. You know, we look big beating up on people that are carrying an AK-47 and we're going at them with drones, but the weapons that we've been developing are for urban control. They aren't for fighting a strategic war.
No, we've been developing on record a UN global domestic suppression army for the global government to suppress domestic uprisings and mount type environments. It's not to fight a superpower. We have been sold out. That's what all the top retired generals say. I'm telling you, that's the treason, folks. This is not a game.
And to what I'm saying is that's what I mean by it. What ultimately I think their contingency plan is they're going to foment a phony war with China. It's all planned. And then it's going to get to the point where we're going to say, we just can't take them on because we aren't going to have any of our allies backing us up. The world hates us. And then we're going to capitulate. And then China's going to come in and occupy us, and that's going to solve all these problems. And all these.
That is admittedly, with Henry Kissinger, one of the plans on the drawing board, and the communists have been offered that. And you're absolutely right. They're building the superhighways down to Baja and out to Southern California, Southern Mexico, on record to bring in the foreign army and split the country in two. Oh, man, I tell you, that's in the NLE09 FEMA documents that are public. I just can't believe how screwed this country is. The average cop strutting around in camo, bugging their eyes out at the public who's bought into all this, has no idea how they've been sold out to. But it's a science fiction movie. I don't blame people not believing it. I mean, it's God bless you. Let's go ahead and talk to Jack, listening on 1340. Go ahead.
I just wanted to say that you have a worldwide platform for reaching people as a out-of-the-box Christian. You know, you're going to have eternal fruit and reward and blessings on many souls will be reached through your bold stance as a Christian. I just want to encourage you that keep it up. I love your passion, and I love it's a kind of the spirit of John the Baptist, fighting tyranny and speaking out against the evil, and you've got the right understanding of Romans 13.
Well, God bless you, sir. I'm trying to be the best I can, but it's not about me, and I appreciate your call, and God bless you. Have a great Christmas. But I do not like evil, and I do not like enslavement, and I do not like the spirit of this world. I'll tell you that right now, and I am eternally set against it. And I just feel like dirty rags in the presence of my Creator and my Savior. I can feel God's presence, and that's why anybody who has the spiritual discernment feels like a dirty rag, because you're in the presence of such goodness. But then you look at the evil, and it's just like, oh my gosh, how can they be doing this? Because all the sins they tell us about, the little ones, I'm not saying they're good, but that's to make us feel guilty and bad so the evil can just take over.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live broadcasting worldwide on the 100th anniversary of the Bank of England takeover of the United States. The Rothschild, Rockefeller, robber baron takeover of our financial system and the power of the purse from Congress. At the very same time, they passed the income tax and then falsely ratified it through the states. That has been confirmed that most of the states indeed did not ratify it. And as a giant hoax, it was passed through. And 100% of the money of your income tax goes to pay debt to the Federal Reserve for the privilege of the nation having its own currency. Lincoln issued our own currency even before the Federal Reserve, interest-free, and was assassinated over that. Kennedy moved in that direction and was assassinated, amongst other reasons for that, with his executive order to begin abolishing the Federal Reserve and to issue $40-plus billion just to begin with in Lincoln greenbacks that had been out of circulation but that he could reissue without even passing a new law. And so here we are, the 100th anniversary. G. Edward Griffin, one of the foremost experts on the private run-for-profit Federal Reserve, will be joining us in the third hour. And we also have Bruce Fine, constitutional lawyer, top advisor to Ron Paul, and also to many members of Congress, joining us to talk about, we contacted him, wanted to talk about a constitutional convention that some people have been saying is the answer. I have serious reservations, but we'll get his learned view and opinion on that. But then he wanted, strangely enough, and I say that sarcastically, to talk about how we have a unified, single, tyrannical government now, a one-party system, and how we have a dictatorship of the bureaucracy, concurring with my analysis. But there's really no analysis there. This is as plain as the nose on our face. So we're going to be discussing that with Mr. Fine as well here today. I want to wish everyone a wonderful Christmas. I want to wish everyone out there a better year in 2014. Now, this is going to be the make it or break it year coming up. And we've seen a lot of trials and tribulations and craziness, not just here in the United States, but worldwide the last year, a huge awakening because of an avalanche of oppression, an avalanche of bureaucracy, an avalanche of classical autocratic oppression. And the real battle is about to begin in 2014 out into 2015. But 2014, not just here, but in Europe, not just in Europe, but in Asia, the Middle East, Africa, Latin America, there are revolutions and resistance movements against collectivism happening everywhere. And the globalists are trying to cinch up the planet right now. They are trying to consolidate their power grab. Because if they don't consolidate their power grab, they could lose it all. They've gone so far, they're not going to turn back now. But the issue is, we can't turn back either. Now, there's a lot of examples. They're reinstating the head of Duck Dynasty, Phil Robertson, and it's now come out the family's lashed out. They weren't part of staging this. The Daily Mail got a big exclusive in-depth interview. There's several others now where they were told, do this as part of your promotion, and then he said it off the record, off the cuff, and then the family even learned about it and said, hey, stop telling us not to talk about Christ and pray and stuff if you're going to let stuff like this get published. And they went ahead and A&E signed off on that getting published through GQ. And I've been interviewed by a lot of big magazines like Esquire, Time Magazine, Rolling Stone. GQ was going to interview me till they found out Esquire was already doing a profile this year. But the point was, is that because of liability, those articles are so big, they basically make you sign off on, did you say this? Did you mean this? And the family hasn't released everything, but it's coming out that this was an artificial controversy, and the family has said this, to shut down their religious views and to bully them in a public backlash into basically signing agreements that they won't talk about God and they won't pray. And see, that's how psych warfare works. They get to dominate the news, get Obamacare out of the news, get all the other Benghazi gate and Fast and Furious out of the news, and get to dominate during the holiday season, during Christmas, with all this other news, all this other garbage, and make it about a civil rights movement for, quote, gay people. And have Cracker Barrel pull their apparel, their camouflage hats off of the store shelves, acting like this was something dirty and bad, what he said, which was his own personal opinion. Sending the message that if you give out your opinion against anything that's in the agenda of the establishment, Obamacare, open borders, gun control, the gay mafia agenda in the schools, if you come out and you speak against that, you are going to be stifled, you are going to be fired, you are going to be boycotted, you're going to be shut down. And, you know, this has not been an issue I've really covered in my 18 years on air because we have a lot of big things going on. And I am a person that's into equality. And I have absolutely no dislike or hatred for anybody. I mean, I just don't. Sorry. No, that kind of ruins the fun to think somebody hates you. But when people start using a civil right movement to beat everybody else over the head and to push a whole other agenda that's connected like train cars to the engine that is the gay agenda, I mean, I'm sick of it. I don't like a salesman coming to my door over and over again. I don't like anybody being pushy. I don't like government being pushy. And this is really pushy and really out of control, and it's causing a giant backlash. It is. It's causing a huge backlash, and Camille Paglia said it best. She said that this is fascistic and ultra-Stalinistic. So this is the type of issue that we're dealing with, where they can set the precedent with everybody going, oh, come on, be nice, you know, be open-minded, oh, come on. They can then open the door up and bring everything else in like they've already done. I mean, look at how they say it's racist if you don't support Obamacare. Look at how they say if you don't support gun control, you're racist. And you're like, explain to me how that's racist. Well, the NRA is the Klan. You're like, actually, the NRA was founded to fight the Klan. Shut up, racist. I've been in debates with people on the radio. I've done a lot of interviews on XM on the different, quote, urban black channels. Some of them friendly, some of them not. Where people will say point blank, listen, is it really just that you're racist, that you don't want to restrict guns and have Obamacare? And then you have to sit there. It's like saying, is it true you raped your wife or beat your wife? Is it true you put cigarettes out on your children? Is it true you're a child molester? And it's a way to have the moral authority. And I've gotten to the point where when I'm on these shows, and they also do it on like just liberal Democrat type shows, and people say that, I go, I'm not going to answer that question. I'm here to talk about this issue you had me on about. I'm not going to sit here and defend myself. I'm not going to sit here and say, no, I'm not a racist. Listen, I don't want to turn my guns in. I don't want to be enslaved. I don't want to only have the government with the force. I don't want to live in New York, Chicago, or D.C., where they've taken the guns and they have the highest crime rates in the country, and in the case of Chicago, the world. I don't want to live in Mexico, where they've taken the guns and have the highest crime rate as a nation in the world. Only beat by a city, Chicago, worldwide. Look up the numbers. 70-something thousand dead the last 7-8 years, or more than that now, actually. 70,000 about a year ago when I checked. Over 10,000 a year that they know of. A lot more dead and missing. MIA. So that's what it comes down to. And they even came out and said, oh my gosh, Fast and Furious, American guns killed Mexicans. It's racist. We've got to ban our guns. Again, that same race issue. When it's the big drug cartels with the big banks flying in, fully auto, grenade launchers, armored vehicles, almost all the weapons the cartels have, which did not come from the United States. That's in major investigative journal pieces. You can look them up. They're getting their weapons from major defense contractor companies. And Wells Fargo and Wachovia owning and leasing the aircraft that fly the weapons in and the drugs out. And that came out in the news. They are constantly having U.S. Army, U.S. Navy, especially U.S. Navy, it keeps popping up, caught, and they'll burn some low-level guys that are caught. We just put one of those articles on screen. Shipping grenade launchers, full auto, heavy guns to Mexico. And this is huge shipments of hand grenades. It's just constant. That's what the cartels have. Armored vehicles, grenade launchers, full auto. They're not from gun shops. Doesn't matter, though. We knew about the gun walking case before we knew the name of it, Fast and Furious. We knew that they were going to blame it because the attorney general was saying when he was in office a year, they were in the news giving press conferences with Janet Napolitano, Janet Reno Part 2, saying, we're going to use the fact that these guns are down there killing people, and we have a tracing program to go after the Second Amendment here. And that's why she got caught perjuring herself, because then she said, I never heard of that. And the attorney general said, I never heard of that. And we played the clips here. And Congress pointed it out. They ran the whole thing. And then I'm like, hey, I don't want to be disarmed. Shut up, racist. Again, this is the literal brainwashing of 2 plus 2 equals 5. 800-259-9231, 100th anniversary of the Federal Reserve. I want your take on that, the economy next year, your take on Duck Dynasty, the First Amendment, what's happening with Fukushima, increased radiation, and so much more. I want to talk about all of this coming up today, 800-259-9231.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi folks, Ryan McMullen here for Life Change Tea. Healthcare is a problem, whether you're for or against Obamacare. It's a mess. My question is, who do you trust? Do you want to be told what to do, or do you want to make your own decision? My opinion, preventative maintenance. Keeping your colon clean is preventative maintenance. A little exercise, a balanced diet, and drinking Life Change Tea. It tastes great, and it helps with constipation, high cholesterol, liver problems, acid reflux, and much, much more. And with the holiday season upon us, you can get some extra tea for free. Don't wait for Obama. Make your own decision. Order now. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Ridding yourself of harmful toxins is truly preventative maintenance. Getthetea.com.
Man thinks, cause he rules the earth, he can do with it as he please. And if things don't change soon, he will.
Here's a headline, just went live of a drudgereport.com. Administration extends deadline for Obamacare sign-up through Christmas Eve. Isn't that sweet of them? Because they don't want the news story to be that, oh my gosh, you couldn't sign up, now you're going to get penalized. It's a gift. Obamacare is a gift to you and your family. The clock to sign up for Obamacare coverage that began January 1st was supposed to run at midnight on Monday, but administration officials have extended it 24 hours through Christmas Eve, according to the Washington Post. The Post reports they did so without any public announcement of the change. Over the weekend, government officials, not servants, and outside IT contractors working on the online marketplace computer system made a software change that automatically gives people a January 1st start date for their new coverage as long as they enroll by 11:59 p.m. on Christmas Eve when Santa Claus comes down the chimney. Isn't that just special? And I figured out why I get so personally disgusted now and I actually get nauseous. I used to get mad. Now I get a nauseous feeling. Because it makes me ashamed of my fellow humans and myself that we're under this yoke. And that it's an admitted, horribly evil fraud to abuse everyone. And then we have to sit here and watch the very people that have gotten us caught up in this spaghetti wire, barbed wire mess, this snarl. They've got us tied in knots, and then they will play the part of the saviors untying us, but will only bound us down tighter. And it just goes on and on and on and on, because the complexity of the world has gotten the average person to feel overwhelmed and just to go into a catatonic political state and do nothing, to where we're dead in the water and these vampires, these political sharks, can do whatever they want. We're going to get that article up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. That is very, very important. I'm going to come back from break and take your calls at 800-259-9231. There's just so much craziness going on. Obamacare reaches record low in polls, pitched at gay clubs. Yeah, they're pitching it to young people and folks that they think are big supporters of Obama who will just buy into it because it's a religious right to be ripped off. Democratic senators warning of a meltdown if this doesn't get fixed. It's working perfectly. A war on drugs. Double, triple, quadruple the drugs on the street, depending on the drug type. Prison populations tripled since they launched it in the late 1970s. The banks launder hundreds of billions a year of the drug money and even take control of arming their soldiers. That is a huge success to make drugs illegal, to give them a high price, to create a marketplace, and then have Hollywood and the culture promote them, from rock and roll to the hip-hop people, to everything in between, and then have the young people use it. And as the economy falls apart, that's all that's left in the economy. So women go into the sex trade, and our entire economy converts to gulag, casino model that Max Kaiser talks about. AP says the healthcare overhaul is the top 2013 story. The glitch-plagued rollout of Obama and his Barack Obama healthcare overhaul was the top news story of 2013, followed by the Boston Marathon bombing and the dramatic papal changeover at the Vatican, according to the Associated Press annual poll of U.S. editors and news directors. The saga of Obamacare. I mean, look, do you think that when they conquer you, they don't know you're going to hate them and know? We're being conquered, taken over by foreign banks where they can charge unlimited, double, triple, quadruple or more for health insurance and lower the quality and control our lives with social engineering, monitoring what we eat, where we go and what we do to put it into a database of social engineering. Of course it's going to come out and be horrible. So they act like it's all a screw up and a mistake and then say, let us fully socialize it, which is what the architect says is the plan, Ezekiel Emanuel and others. And then their idiot supporters go, oh, genius plan. We support Obamacare now. Wink, wink, you're going to make it totally free and be a money transfer from the rich to us. But meanwhile, the ultra-rich have engineered it. It'll never be socialist. It'll be totally hyper-fascist, worse than socialism by a long measure. I mean, we're talking, I don't know, 10 times worse, 20 times worse? I don't know. I can't put a number on that. I can't quantify that. You can't quantify something this evil. Socialism's bad enough. It always degenerates and falls apart and brings undue control to government and inside groups. But this is a deal where now they'll make it even worse and jack up even more and have more taxes to fund it, to pay for it, that goes to these insurance companies that should be arrested. These executives that wrote this law. Not just Obama gets in trouble, not just Obama's approval rating goes down, but the people that wrote this need to be hauled up and indicted.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
More politically incorrect, evil Christmas music on Christmas. Can you imagine such a thing? We are live. We're going to your phone calls here in a moment. By the way, after we take calls, I'm going to get into record radiation. Handling a Fukushima cleanup is a comedy of errors. That's out of the Japanese news. The Japanese news that I reported on yesterday says that the wave of radiation about to hit the United States over the next 3 to 4 months. It begins hitting in about a month. It'll take about 3 months for it all to come in. The wreckage, the water, all of it that's going to hit after 2 years, it took that long to get over here, will be 10 times the radiation we've been hit with so far. We're going to get into the 100th anniversary of the private run-for-profit Federal Reserve. Chase limits card use for customers at risk in Target breach. See how great the cashless society is? And the answer to that is more of the cashless society. The inventor of the AK-47 dies in Russia. He invented it during World War II. The inventor of the Kalashnikov assault rifle, Mikhail Kalashnikov, dies at age 94. So that certainly is momentous. I guess he died on the date of the Federal Reserve's 100th anniversary. That's too bad. That's it. That is an amazing rifle. You can drag it through the mud, anything, compared to other rifles that I own quite a bit of. Really nifty, great little firearm. They say there's hundreds and hundreds of millions of them worldwide. So there's that little piece of news. Briefly, speaking of radiation, the reason I discovered pure atomic nascent iodine is I was researching about 4 or 5 months ago what to do for myself and my family and our thyroids. And it just kept coming up, iodine, but not the bound iodine, which is better than nothing. That you can get from some supplements out there, seaweed, like the Modafilin we sell at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com. It's from the Southern Hemisphere, so it's a lot cleaner. But this is literally the pure atomic. It doesn't mean radioactive. It's just in its atomic form. It's in its raw form. That's why this stuff turns purple-blue, electric color on paper, and other iodines turn black and then turn dark rust red because they're bound. And personally, I can't take it. Gives me stomach aches, things like that. And there's a lot of other research in that you can look into, which is better than nothing. The point is, this particular iodine, when I started taking it, was so amazing. I found out there's one place that had it, so I basically got the exclusive on it. And that is our InfoWars Life Survival Shield Nascent Iodine Dietary Supplement in one-ounce bottles, available at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Now, you can get the two-ounce or double-the-size bottle of Fluoride Shield that has nascent iodine in it, but also five other compounds known to help supercharge detoxifying the body, not just the fluorines and fluoride and bromine and all that, but a bunch of other garbage. And you can see the write-up and the video breaking it down at InfoWarsLife.com. We have a special running on that where you get the Survival Shield with the Fluoride Shield and get a discount on both of those at InfoWarsLife.com. And we are also funded by your support, so that's also very, very important. I want to thank all of you. You've heard the rave reviews for Survival Shield, and we haven't really gotten reviews yet for the Fluoride Shield, but I've been taking it for months before it was even officially produced, the original proprietary blend that I had to sign off on, this formula. So, again, that's all available at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And lastly, there's still last-minute Christmas shopping you can do and give the gift of truth. You can get 5.3 months free when you sign up for a year, and one membership is really 11 people. Can use the same username and passcode to see the nightly news, see all the films, the special live reports, 18 years of material, 11 years of PrisonPlanet.tv. If you haven't become a PrisonPlanet.tv member, it is so essential, because then it's our own platform that can't be censored like YouTube and other systems. And it helps feed YouTube and everything else to the public that's not going to pay to learn the truth. So you're helping pay it forward and funding getting the truth out, and our news operation, our TV division, everything being funded by PrisonPlanet.tv subscription. So this Christmas, thank you so much for your gift of time and energy and support. We've made the site better and better. It really works good now. It's had a few bugs over the years. PrisonPlanet.tv. So I salute all the members. And if you are a member, remember, create an original username and passcode that's just for the site so you can share it. Don't use the same passcode for your bank account. And you can change it as well if you want to. And then give that to friends and family in an e-card and say, here's your alternative news documentary film subscriber site. You just go put username and passcode in, they're in. Takes about a minute to sign up. PrisonPlanet.tv. Become a member today. We only do this special at the end of the year into New Year's, and it is so essential that we continue to wake people up and build alternative, real, independent media. So, again, it's all there at PrisonPlanet.tv or InfoWarsNews.com. Okay, let's go to your phone calls. I appreciate you calling, and when you hear a caller hang up, that's your chance to call in. I'd love to hear from everybody. Rod in France, hope you're having a great Christmas or holiday over there. I want to talk about Obamacare and Henry Kissinger. You're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, hi, Alex. Merry Christmas to you.
You too, brother.
Thank you. I'm an expat, obviously. Been in France for 13 years now. I was wondering, do you think that me being expatriated, I still have an address in the United States. With this mandate, do you think that they would actually try to get me to charge me some type of fine for not signing up if I'm not fiscally in the United States?
Well, that's really what globalism is all about, is that when Snowden, they thought, was trying to fly into Austria, they ordered the plane to land, even though that wasn't under their control. They did it. And so that's what globalism is this global corporations using American energy and power with England and the EU and others and Japan and China all working together to basically oppress the individual and have nowhere to run. And I have seen discussion of what they call clawing back money from expats. Even if you take off after taxes money offshore, they're now trying to claim that they're going to somehow try to grab international bank accounts, go after, that's what they're going after, Swiss bank accounts, not the billionaires' bank accounts, but the little guys' bank accounts now. And so I think certainly they're going to go after the low-hanging fruit of people that went to sign up for the, quote, free health care, putting in their data, admitting they don't have it, swearing under perjury, so they have them in a court of law, at least on paper, because that's what it says. You waive your rights and you're basically in a court. Just like when you remember the free car deal or the car rebate deal in the auto bailout a few years ago, where when you'd go to the site, it would say the federal government's taking control of your computer. All your data is now ours. You waive all your rights. This is what they do. It's like when you go to the hospital now under Obamacare. On the form, it says under the Affordable Care Act, all your data is now public to all these agencies and groups and whoever we want to give it to. It's basically a bunch of liability protection for the corporations to shut down their competition, shut down the little guy, and do whatever they want. And so I can't give you a definitive answer because they're holding their cards close to their vest. They already are debiting accounts. They're already saying they're going to go after tax refunds. They're already saying they're going to start garnishing wages. That's always been in the legislation. And so now they're going to go after their idiot supporters first, who love being just absolutely beat by the system. They want the punishment. They enjoy it. But as for you, I don't know. But I would imagine down the road, listen, I have California sending me letters saying you do business in California, you owe us sales taxes. When we clearly have talked to the lawyers, we don't. But most people will get scared under threats of penalty and interest and will start paying these mafia. So I've got tentacles shooting down here from Minnesota, tentacles shooting at me from California, tentacles coming in, and most people get a letter from government or from God, and they literally roll over. So what do you think?
Yeah, I kind of feel the same way. I mean, I've already been harassed by the Internal Revenue Service, for claiming zero on my taxes because I have zero income in the United States. And facetiously, dropping threats over the phone, and you're trying to explain yourself, and they just keep saying, well, you're still taxable, you're still taxable. It's like, what? No, I'm not, I don't know. That's why I was asking that question. And I do have a follow, and I do agree with your point of view on that. I mean, I really wouldn't be surprised at all if they came after me and started, I don't know how they would garnish my wages in France, but considering if you look at it from a globalist point of view, there's absolutely a possibility.
Well, listen, these criminal enterprises all fight with each other as well. That's part of why it's so vicious, and because there is a survival of the fittest social Darwinism built in to their own kleptocratic, criminal great games, as they call them, the feeding on the unwashed, gullible masses. But I'm not a tax lawyer, but I've looked at it, and obviously I've looked at leaving the United States before. And if you've paid taxes on everything that you then take out of the nation, they should have no further claim on any of that as long as you don't have any of that apportioned in investments inside the United States. Now, that's debating it from their perspective of fraud. Of course, they're criminal and will take anything they can. Separately, we got the Federal Reserve 100 years ago today, along with the income tax, to fund it. So it's all a fraud to begin with. We had 10% growth rates, 10.5% growth rates from 1789 until 1913 on average. We've never had anything near a 10% growth rate in 1 year since then. Because the artificial economy is always waging war on the real economy. Because it's not enough to just skim money and power off of it. They want to devalue the real economy, devalue their host, tie their host down where their host is unconscious and can't ever struggle back against them. So it's the debasing of the currency and the impoverishment of the host is the goal. In fact, that's the goal of the takeover, is to hurt people and dominate. And create pestilence and create darkness. That's what these people do. I appreciate your call. I mean, the evil and the corruption is not a byproduct. It is the journey. It is the ring. It is the goal. It is the land. It is the promised land. It is the destination. The ruination of the individual. The turning yourself over to pure hatred. Just scorn upon scorn for humanity. Abject hate. Huge, endless furnaces of hatred in their heart for us that warm them. So, and our gullibility is the fuel of this whole thing. Let's go ahead and talk to Scott in Vermont. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex. Yeah, we should be leaving messages with our Congress critters telling them that 100 years of that Ponzi scheme known as the Fed is more than enough, and they need to end the Fed, or we can, well, end their tenure in Congress. But in the last few weeks or so, I've noticed the, again, the hypocrisy and double standard of the left, the authoritarian left, with all in the news was Mandela is great, Mandela, nothing about the bombings and the terrorism and the violence, it's like the end justifies the means for them, whereas he was sort of they won't say it, they will admit it outright. Might be bring it up to them, they might that admit that it was necessary to do that violence to end apartheid. But if you want, you think you own have a right to own a gun, Second Amendment, well, forget that. And even your kid, I noticed a guy called Joyce Riley's show and complained about how his son was told after his son was attacked by a bully that the son was told you don't have a right to defend yourself.
Oh, yeah, no. The bullies don't really get in trouble. The ultimate act in a globalist domesticated system is to fight back. In England, they will throw you under the prison if you even raise a hand to defend yourself, even if you're a woman being raped. No one. The ultimate sin is the individual defending themselves against criminal energy.
They don't even have a right to own a gun anymore in England. If somebody breaks in your house there, you have to hit them over the head with a pipe, but even that, they'll hold against you, won't they?
Oh, no, you can look it up. They will put you in prison and then let the person that did it go.
But we got to point out the hypocrisy and the double standard that is wrong. It was good that apartheid was stopped, but it's not good that they totally ignored in the media the truth about Mandela and all the violence and the necklacing and the torture and murders that was done by his order. And they don't want to talk about that, of course.
Very well said, sir. I appreciate your call. Have a great Christmas coming up. We're going to be discussing with the author of Creature from Jekyll Island, G. Edward Griffin, one of the foremost experts of the Federal Reserve, the 100th anniversary. Up on Infowars.com, we have the article by Michael Schneider. On the 100th anniversary of the Federal Reserve, here are 100 reasons to shut it down forever. And I'm going to go over some of those 100 with him and talk about where we're going. But here's the really good news. We stopped the expansion of the Syria war. We exposed that our criminal government's running al-Qaeda and is illegitimate. We have exposed Obamacare as a total fraud. We defeated their attempted gun grab in 2013, and actually the polls show it reversed because people had common sense understanding of why blame the general public for what Prozac head Democrat devil worshippers do, and that's just who the shooters are. And crime rates down 50-something% with guns. Other crimes not involving guns are actually up now because of the economy falling apart. Thank God for guns actually keeping law and order. The police would be completely overrun and overwhelmed, like they are in Chicago and New York and D.C., if it wasn't for guns in other parts of the country. I mean, you don't see home invasions. You don't see thugs walking around Texas up to you at gas stations at night when I was pumping gas last night with my son because, they know most people are packing. By the way, I was packing. I had a M4 right there in the back seat of the truck where I was pumping gas. M4, boom. Locked and loaded in 1 second, if I needed to be. And that's a good feeling. That's a real good feeling. And that's a feeling of being a man in charge of my own security and my family's security. And that's what it comes down to. Quite frankly, I also had a judge circuit rider with me right there with 45 long Colts as well. Only reason I had that in the car, though, is we were doing some target practice a few days ago out of a friend's place, so that's why both those are still in the car. Usually, there is another firearm in the vehicle for the protection of the family, but I had that in the house cleaning it. But that's what it comes down to in this country. We're going to go to break and come back with Chris, and then we're going to go to Ryan, and then Nathan, and then Brandon, and then at the second segment, 8 after next hour, we're going to have constitutional lawyer Bruce Fine on the broadcast with us. But what I want to get at here is we are on the march. The empire is on the run, and their counteroffensives against us are these attempts to shut down free speech. Are these attempts to scare us into submission? The good news is the average person in the system is in the same boat as us and stands to gain from being in a free country. And the tide is turning. People are waking up. Every number shows that. Congress has a 6% approval rating. No government's ever been that unpopular.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We'll be right back.
you so much for joining us on this Monday, 100th anniversary of the private Federal Reserve that's done a great job at destroying our country, overturning every institution and waging war on the individual, bad-mouthing the Founding Fathers and all of our Bill of Rights. By every yardstick, we are living in the midst of a high-tech amalgamation of socialism, communism, and fascism with a technological technocracy setting up an autocratic system above it, where the globalists are above the law in the ultimate form of total discrimination against humanity. And the public doesn't know that because we're too busy fighting over gay, straight, black, white, old, young, Christian, atheist. I mean, they've really divided and conquered us, and the average person out there loves fighting with each other, though they're starting to wake up. And it's just so frustrating to see us all being cheated and robbed, and to see the bureaucrats and government people that have been trained to see us as prey when we're all prey. And I want to change this. The world's never going to be a perfect place till our Lord and Savior returns, but we can make it a better place if we try. If not, we give it over to evil. When good people do nothing, evil takes over. Chris in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. First-time caller. Just want to say Merry Christmas. And I wanted to ask you a quick question, and here's a real simple one. What is the best way for an ordinary citizen, for an ordinary person who works limited hours a week, to boycott the Federal Reserve, boycott the IRS, you know, show them that we're not going to take this, we're not going to sit here and be taxed over the for foreign banks for all these derivatives. We're not going to take this anymore. What can an individual do, personally do, in his own life?
Well, here's the issue. No matter how many taxes we pay, they're always going to spend more than comes in to bankrupt us under Cloward and Piven. That's the admitted plan. Of course, they did that previously to that sociological development and idea developed by the Democrats in the 60s. That's a good example of them being honest about how they operate. Make us poor so they can control us. But as a point of fact, you can't survive, in many cases, playing ball and going by all their rules. It's designed by criminals to make it impossible. But to ensnare you for not following the rules because they're exempt. It's like they're running a race, but you're wearing bowling balls around your legs, running in flypaper, and they're running on a totally clean athletic track. So they rig the game. They fix the deck. They stack the deck. If I was you, I would make your own personal decisions. If you're fighting them on a large scale, out in the open, with a bunch of crew members like myself, I pay the ransom to the private Federal Reserve through the IRS. Because they would shut me down, they would arrest me, and they have kangaroo juries that would send me to a gulag. Okay? So I can then educate people that it is a ransom, it is the mafia, they'll break your legs. But there are 60 million people estimated, not counting illegals, who don't pay the income tax and aren't in the system. And it is hurting them. That's why they want to get rid and make the underground economy illegal so you can't survive. So you barter as much as you can. You support local as much as you can. You go to farmers markets. You go to swap meets. You can go to notice all the big corporations don't want to take cash now. You keep cash in. You go to places like Goodwill where you can find some of the coolest clothes anywhere that all these rich people just throw out that fit you perfectly. So you don't buy from the big corporations. You buy as much American as you can. You support the independent free media. I mean, and there's a lot of things you can do, but a lot of people individually, you know, are dropping out of the system, not getting their kids' Social Security numbers, finding like-minded people. And there's so many of us off the reservation, they can't get us all. They need us to comply. So people are leaving Mordor. They are leaving Babylon. They are leaving Egypt. Does that answer your question?
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation.
Nation, using six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalist by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.